A knock came at the front door. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. The Input English channel was created to provide comprehensible input for English language learners the world over. This is intermediate level content, assuming that a lot of people have studied English in the past, but they need to hear the language, they need to hear the pronunciation, and they need a lot more input to build their level of comprehension and their speaking ability. If you're new to comprehensible input, this channel has a lot of videos on that topic. These videos can help to guide you on your journey to improve your English. Today we have a story, and it starts in the home of Ginger. Now, these stories are freestanding stories, but they're part of a series. So if you would like to enjoy the entire series, that is available on this channel. These stories are original stories created for you. Ginger heard a knock at the door, or at least she thought she heard a knock at the door. It was very quiet. She was wondering, as she heard it, was it her imagination, or was there really someone knocking at the door? She went to the door to check, knowing that she might find herself embarrassed that there was no one there. When she opened the door, there was someone there. A man was standing in front of her. In an instant, Ginger recognized something about this man, but she couldn't place him. She couldn't identify who he was, but he looked very familiar. Of course, these thoughts happened in an instant. The man outside the door said, "Hello, I'm Mr. Harper. I sold you this house." Now Ginger was very confused. She had met Mr. Harper once, related to the sale of the house, but the Mr. Harper she had met was an older man with a beard and a mustache. He looked like he was in his 60s. This man standing before her is clean-shaven, and he is certainly in his 40s. As she looked upon him, she realized that the features she recognized were the features of Mr. Harper. But how could it be? Instead of just wondering, she blurted out, "Wow, you look a lot younger. You look so different." Mr. Harper says, "Yes, I shaved my beard and mustache. They tell me that makes a man look younger if he's clean shaven." She accepted his explanation, but was marveling at the huge difference in his appearance. While this was going through her mind, she automatically said, "What can I do for you today?" Mr. Harper went on to explain that he had left something behind in this house, and he had come to retrieve it if that was okay with her. He assured her that it was small and not valuable. He would show her what it was. She said, "Sure, come on in." She ushered him into the house. Now, while this was happening, she was very suspicious that he was talking about that silk bag that she had found in the closet. She did not tell him that she had found it. She figured that her curiosity might be better served if she let him fill in some of the details in their conversation. When they got into the house, she closed the door and turned to him, saying, "Lead the way." She followed him upstairs directly to the master bedroom. He grabbed the door handle of the closet, but then turned to her to see if her expression indicated any disapproval that he was opening her closet. She nodded, assuring him that it was okay. So he opened the closet. He said, "Oh, I'm going to need a step stool. Is there one around?" She said, "Of course, it's in the next room. I will get it." She brought the step stool and put it in the front of the closet. He stepped upon it and then slid one of the boxes to his left, and that uncovered that hiding place that contained the silk bag. He was going directly for that bag. She was right. He plucked it from its location and stepped off the stool. He turned to her and said, "This is it." She said, "What is it? What's in the bag?" He said, "Just mementos, just keepsakes." Now she was torn because she didn't want to pry into his business, but she was very curious. And of course, she knew what was in the bag because she had looked a week and a half earlier. She was very grateful that she had not pried that letter open. She had not opened the envelope at all. She said, "These must be very valuable if you came all the way back to retrieve them. If you don't mind me asking, what are they?" At that point, Mr. Harper's face grew very sad. He lost his smile. He said, "Well, these are very precious to me. These were what was in my wife's purse when she died." Now she felt badly because he had tears in his eyes. She had asked too much of him. He regained his composure quickly, and the two of them went downstairs. As they left the room, he looked back at the step stool, feeling that he should put it back where it came from. And she said, "Oh, don't worry about the stool. I'll get that later. Come on downstairs." By the time he got to the entryway of the house, he had completely regained his composure. He thanked her for allowing him to retrieve his keepsakes, and he departed. She looked out the window and saw that he had left a backpack on the sidewalk before he came in. He retrieved that backpack and slipped the silk bag with its contents into the backpack. He slung it on his shoulder and walked down the sidewalk. He disappeared. Ginger immediately texted Kathy and said, "Do you have a minute? I got something to tell you." The return text, the answer, said, "Sure," with an exclamation point. So in a flash, Ginger was opening her neighbor's door and letting herself into the kitchen to tell her what had happened. Kathy said, "So what's up?" Ginger said, "You wouldn't believe what just happened. It's crazy. Do you remember that silk bag I showed you?" Kathy answered, "Sure. I assume you put it back in its hiding place." She said, "Yes, I did. But today, Mr. Harper returned to retrieve it." Now Kathy was intrigued. "This is getting interesting." Ginger said, "That's not the half of it. When he knocked at the door and I saw him, he didn't look the same. He looked 25 years younger. It was crazy. I recognized him, but he was so different. The Mr. Harper that sold us the house had to be in his late 60s, and the Mr. Harper that came today had to be in his early 40s. This is crazy. He looked so different." Kathy said, "What else?" "Mr. Harper asked if he could retrieve something from the house, and so I let him. I was wondering if perhaps it would be that silk bag, so I didn't let on that I knew about it. I wanted to see how this unfolded. He went directly to the closet and got on a step stool. He grabbed that bag and brought it out, knowing exactly where it was. He wasn't looking around for things. He went directly to it." Kathy said, "Wow, that's interesting." Ginger said, "That's not the half of it. I didn't want to pry, but I was very curious, so I asked him what it was. His first answer was that it was mementos, keepsakes. But when I showed more interest, I got him to explain this was what was in his wife's purse when she died. Kathy said, "Oh, goodness." At this point, Kathy's mouth was hanging open in surprise. Ginger gave her a funny look for her open mouth expression, and Kathy quickly closed her mouth, realizing that she must have looked quite odd. Kathy said, "You know what this calls for?" Ginger said, "Coffee?" With a broad smile, Kathy said, "Yes," and the two of them proceeded to make coffee and adjourned to the dining table to discuss this further. It was Kathy who explained that she had gone onto the internet and had searched for coins that looked like the ones in the silk bag. She remembered a lot of their characteristics. She explained that she had found good matches for the half cent, the 1 cent, and the half dime coins. They were a perfect match of her recollection of what she saw when they opened that silk bag. She told Ginger those coins were minted in about 1840. She went on to remind Ginger that the antique jewelry expert had dated the brooch to about the same time. And the handwriting and wax seal on that little note were from a bygone era as well. After a short silence during which they were both thinking about possibilities, Kathy said, "This is super strange. It doesn't match my understanding of reality. We know a few things that we can trust. You tell me that was Mr. Harper. The circumstantial evidence supports that that was Mr. Harper today, or whoever he was. The evidence that we saw in the silk bag, if they were from his wife's purse when she died, it appears that his wife died about 175 years ago, before the Civil War. And that's crazy." There was another short period of silence as they were both thinking about these facts, trying to piece them together in a logical way that actually matched reality. Kathy said, "You know, Occam's razor tells us that the simplest explanation is most likely the best explanation for something. The only problem is the simplest explanation for what we see here appears to be impossible." "Or is it? Is it really impossible?" At that point, Kathy brightened a bit and asked Ginger if she'd ever read any Vonnegut. Ginger said, "Only Slaughterhouse-Five." Kathy pressed on. She said, "Then you remember Billy Pilgrim." And Ginger said, "Well, vaguely, it's been a long time since I read that book." Kathy pointed out that Billy Pilgrim was unstuck in time. Then she speculated, "It almost looks like Mr. Harper, or whoever he is unstuck in time." Ginger said, "That's crazy." Kathy said, "So it goes."